little children, come unto me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Bible stories. From Mark 10:13-16, we read, Jesus blesses the little children. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. And he said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, and put his hands upon them, and blessed them. We have this statement from the Bible about the little children and Jesus, and we wonder why Jesus was so concerned about the little children. The little children were not yet mentally alert enough to be aware of all of the things that he was saying. The little children were not yet mentally and or physically aware of the fullness of being a human being, of being a person. But the little children had a genuineness and naivete about them that allowed them to believe and know the truth. This is something that sort of dulls as age takes on with mankind. Little children want to believe. The books Harry Potter are quite popular these days, and as you read the book Harry Potter and as you see the movie Harry Potter and listen to the talking tapes, they're quite fascinating. And as you hear this, you want to believe. Yes, the adults want to believe that magic is possible. They want to believe that these things are really possible. Well, there's a difference between a child and an adult. A child listens to the Harry Potter stories, and he knows that it is true. There's no doubt about it. He knows that that is true. He knows that those things that Harry Potter is doing in his wonderful fictional book are quite true. He knows that a wand can have wonderful power. He knows that the words that you speak have wonderful power. He knows that knowledge and education are good things, that he's learned that from Harry Potter. He's learned many, many things, but he hasn't really learned any of these things. He knew that all along. It's not what he believed, it's what he knows. Now we, as we become older, we lose that knowingness that children have. We lose that awareness that a little child has, that they just see something and they just know it is true. It's not that they want to believe it. It's not that they would like to believe it. It's not that they would wish to believe it, because it would be kind of a nice thing to believe. They know it. They know it. They have such a conviction and such a genuine, innocent knowingness about them that makes them the pure beings that they are. Each one of us, as we mature, we lose a little bit of that genuineness of a child. We lose a little bit of that innocence of a child. We lose a little bit of that wonder and magic. But we regain it when we become as a little child. Truly, we cannot become a little child again, returning to the womb. We cannot become so innocent and so totally that way, but we can become so innocent and so totally that way mentally, spiritually, illumined. And they brought young children to him, and that he should touch them. And his disciples thought, hey, this is an adult society. Get those kids out of here. They're bugging us as we're trying to learn these spiritual truths that are so important. But when Jesus saw it, he was displeased, and he said, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. He told his disciples that the little children were of the kingdom of heaven in their innocence, in their gentleness, in their genuineness, that should we all become as little children, we would have that innocence, this genuineness, this wonder about us, the magic of childhood. Oh, yes, the magic of childhood. At Christmas time, we love to see the magic of childhood. And at other times of wonder, like the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and all the other wonderful things. The children's books are really books that adults should read and love and learn and sort of return them to the ideal of being a child. And Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter in." In other words, we must go back mentally. We must go back in our thought idea to that of the innocence and the genuineness of a child, the knowingness of a child, not just the belief. Belief is good, but knowingness of a child. We must go back to that knowingness. Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, in the consciousness of a little child, in the awareness of a little child, in the innocence of a little child, he shall not enter into the kingdom. My goodness, those are pretty powerful words, and they're very obvious. They're very obvious. In fact, so much of what the Master has taught are so obvious, and if we would just listen to them, and if we would just understand them in their simplicity, and not try to interpret them out of their skin, we would find it, as Jesus finally concluded here, "And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them." Let us take our childhood up into our arms. Let us take our innocence up into our arms. And let us dwell in that love, in that peace, in that bliss, in that wonder. Let us be there and joy in it. For Jesus blesses the little children. And what do? We have historically always put children down and said they should be seen but not heard. And Jesus, at the age of 12, was missing from his family's caravan. And when they went back to find him, they found him with the priests in the temple. And as they found him, this little child of 12, and truly that's not a little child, but this youngster of 12, when his parents found him, he was not discourteous to his parents, he was not bad to his parents, but he said, "Wist thee not that I should be about my father's business?" And the parents were unable to conceive of that. It seems so often in the Bible that when we read about Joseph and Mary, they didn't realize what they had on their hands. They didn't realize the genius, the divine being that they had. And so it is with most of us. We don't realize with every little child that comes into our life, we have the flash of divinity of who we are. And let us return in our thinking to that awareness. And whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. If we study the kingdom of God, if we study spiritual divine ideas, and we do not study them with the innocence and the gentleness and the awareness and the acceptivity of a child, we shall not be blessed by that kingdom that we have always been in and always will be in. But until our childlikeness accepts it, knows it, is aware of it, and enjoys it, we won't have it. But we can. Join with me today in walking into the kingdom of heaven here and now, and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.